Simin Shinchov Beis, Siv Dalet, and Hey, which is the din of Tikkun Manu Be'Oichlin, and Shinud Gimel Sef Aleph, Beis Hashem. The Mechaber says in Shinchov Beis Siv Dalet, Oichli Behema Imbe Mishum Tikkun Kli. If you give Mutter Liktim, if you look at Sakhan Kashi Tevin, Lanz Beishinim. This is the essence of the Gemara that we saw in Beitza, that Oichli Behema Imbe Mishum Tikkun Kli. Accordingly, Ma'isa Shehayim, Ve'echam Yechashu Ve'echam Yechinu. And in the middle of Sud Shamit, his children decided to use the licorice and make it into a straw. Bite off one side of the licorice, and bite off from the second side of the licorice, and drink from the licorice as a straw. Is there any problem to make a straw on Shamit? So he was mistapik, went to Rav, asked, mistapik, maybe yes. I said, what do you mean? L'chara m'furish gemara. That's this gemara l'chara, ein behem, oichle behem, ein behem, tukin kli. And therefore there's no problem of taking money making a straw. The only thing which bothered me a little bit, slightly, is the fact that I didn't see anybody, not from the Rishonim, in the Gemara Tamavur, and the Rishonim don't speak it out, and the Poskim don't speak it out, not the Machab and the Reis Kehilim, Mishnah Berurah, nobody mentions the fact that Oichlei Bnei Adam, how about Oichlem that people eat? What's the story with that? L'chor, the pashtus is that it's a kosher king. If the whole Vart is, like the Ran says, the way that we saw in the Ran, the Cholopachas, which is brought down the Halacha, that the Ran says the Vart is because since it's a Dover which is very soft, therefore it's not a Dover Miskayim, and therefore it's not the Derech, it's not the Derech, or people do not make Kelim out of such a thing. Min Zich or something which is Oichel Bnei Adam certainly is going to apply, that far would apply, and therefore it would be Mutter. I did find afterwards, I saw that the Mishnah Chinuch, Meisach HaShabbos, he takes Red Zuch Kelachar Yad. He says, in Echalami, Oichel Behema, and Kol Shekin Oichel Bnei Adam. For sure, Amen. Mishum Eichel Nefesh. I mean, the zikr lachar would not be a problem to make your licorice into straw. And if you want to take a little piece of cucumber and pull out a little bit of the cucumber to be able to put the horseradish inside, make a little cup out of your cucumber, and these type of things, lachiro, ein be oichlin mishum tikkun mane, and both of those would be mutter. Such a thing would not be a problem. Theoretically, which should come out also, according to this halacha, that you're able to make a watermelon basket. You can be able to make a basket out of a watermelon. Make it into, cut out a quarter of it, and take out the watermelon, and make it into either a baby carriage or whatever, because ain't ba'ichel mishum tikkun mana. Hagam, that you're only left with the rind, but the rind is the chara, also a davar shemiskayim. Mitzvara should be mutter. However, there are two other issues that have to be dealt with. One of them is mechatech, and even though the Mishnah Gemara says, even though there's no mechatech ba'oichlin, for those that saw the end of this sifhei, however, when you're not using it as oichlin, you're using it just as a something to hold your watermelon thing. You're not actually going to use the rind, then you would have mechatech. And then there's also possibly, we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, hopefully we'll be going weiter this week on Tuesday, to the next sugya. We'll see in the Sugya of Kesef whether or not it's shaykh to the Sugya of Kesef making pictures and other types of things out of food. Is there such an issue? Are you allowed to use cookie cutters on food to make a star for any watermelon? And those things, Muslim, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay, then. So if there's no other malachas involved, making a kli is not a problem by Yechon. That's halach of Siv Dalet. Siv Hey, Mote letatl atzi besam l'riach bem, l'anif bem l'choylo, u'moy l'loy l'riach boy, echor kashim echor rakim. The halacha is that if they give out pesamim in the shul, which depending on what shul you're davening, there's certain shuls that more about Tzvayis shuls than Ashkenazi shuls, but they have the very, very common that they give out on Shabbos. They give out these stalks of, I don't know what, atzei, isvei, all types of pesamim. Befrat on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're supposed to be mashlim your meyer brachas, you need to be mashlim your meyer brachas, so maybe they give them out on Shabbos. There's no problem to bend them, there's no problem to pull them apart, to be able to, if he has a whole bundle of them, to be able to take them apart, to give them out to other people, or to bend them, to just smell more, that's not a problem of anything. Thank you. Not a problem of anything. And you're allowed to, such a thing would be mutter. Now, with regard to this Isser of Hoylot Zreach, which the Mishnah Berurah brings in, Kilach Hayad, says, Ava Osir L'Hoylot Reach Michodosh. There's a difference between being Moisif and a Reach, if there's a pre-existing Reach. To be Moisif in that Reach is Mutter. Like for this example, you have a branch of a Hadas, which smells already, and you want it to smell more, so you bend it over, that it should break, and you should be able to, the smell should be stronger. That is not a problem of Moylid Reach, because you're not being Moylid Reach. You already have the Reach there, you're just strengthening the pre-existing reich, the reich which is already there. However, to be moily reich mechadash, that is aser, says Mishnah Berurah. The makor for this halacha is really Gemara and based on that Chav Gimel Aleph. The Gemara says, to turn over a cup that has besamim inside of it, that it smells on top of clothing, to give the clothing a good smell, that would be aser on yantif. Mamela, accordingly, would be aser lecher to pour cologne onto your clothing on yantif, for the same reason to be mele reh. What's the reason why it's aser? Rashi says an interesting part. Rashi says shamele davar chadish korav hu la'isem malacha chadasha. Somebody that's moyle davar chadash, korav hu la'isa malacha chadasha. It's korav to be doing a malacha chadasha. Mashma that the hilodas ran in and of itself is not a problem. Just, it's doyma to a malacha. Kain, what we saw, for those who are with us, when we saw the halacha being merastic shelig. You're not allowed to be merastic shelig, you're not allowed to take snow or ice and crush it to get water. Rashi says, what's the reason why? Because you're burim mayim ha'ilu, vidami le malacha. You're burim mayim, and it's similar to malacha. Which malacha? Look in the price case, my name, the handling, what does Rashi mean? Which malacha is the same to? L'chor, the pashas of what Rashi means to say, dami the malacha, is that the whole mahus of a malacha is, whole mahus of all lamatas malachas, is that you're being buried something. It's a creation. It's some sort of tikkun, it's either a tikkun, it's a creation, it's a bria, yitzira, some sort of creation that a person is doing. And Mela, when you're taking, even though the mice, you have the water here, it's inside of the ice somehow. And you're just crushing the ice and you're getting water that already existed beforehand. Since you didn't have water beforehand, all you had was ice cubes, you didn't have water, mamela, crushing the ice is domi l'malacha, and that's aser. Adar is that to be meiled, a reyach is something that you didn't have beforehand, you created something you didn't have beforehand, mamela, that's aser. A pre-existing reyach, you'll have to strengthen it because that's not being meiled a davar chadash. Mamela, there's no iser to be meiled, to be meisif onto reyach. La halacha, the way that we pass in the Chorin, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chof Ches, when you get to Birchas Kohanim, talking about washing the Kohanim's hands. There used to be the minhag that they would spill this nice smelling oil into the water and then wash the Kohanim's hands with this water. Says Mishnah Berurah, you're only allowed to do that if you mixed it beforehand. If you mix the oil before Yantif, then you're allowed to do it, but if not, you shouldn't do it. So those that are Matir, he brings down, he says, Chayam Tzvi is Matir. Why? Because you're not really being moiled reach because the oil is mixed in with the water, so you're really smelling the oil. The oil is there that you're smelling. The oil has the smell beforehand. So mamela, you're not really being moiled reach chodash because the oil, generally, when you're moiled reach, you put something. The case is talked about in sukkah in by lulav and esrog in tafresh nun ches. Ramah says you shouldn't put an esrog on top of clothing on yantif because it's going to be moiled reach. What's happening there? You're taking off the esrog afterwards and you're left with the reyach that you never had beforehand. However, when you're mixing oil together with water, there you bet them being moisif a reyach and the reyach is staying inside. The oil which contains the reyach is staying inside. Well, those that are matir, says Mishnah Berurah, it's not kedai to do such a thing. The only time that you could do it is if it was already mixed before yantif. If it was already mixed before yantif, then there's no problem to do it, even though it's going to be moiled reyach in the hands of the kohanim. Time that the Isser of Harlotis Reach is Dafka when it's not on a guf. If it's on a guf, then there's no Chashash Moilid Reach. Only on a Beged, Ukadim, there's a Chashash Moilid Reach. What's the Makam to be Machalik? So if you look at that, Mishnah Berurah and the Halacha of the Esrik says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you're not allowed to put the Esrik on, you're being Moilid Reach, have a Vidurim Moilid the Tikkun Mane. It says, if you're Misak in the Mane, you're making the clothing, whatever article it is, you're making the article smell better, and Mamela, you brought it to its completion. Tikkun Mane, you made it better. Mamela Lachur, that would only pass, Tikkun Mane only passes by some sort, like a Beged, Kedemen. But by a person, it's hard to say that there's a Tikkun Mane, even though we do find there's such a musig of Deimul Tikkun Mane by people, Tvila on Shabbos, the Shiloh of Tikkun Mane. But Lachur, it's hard to say that adding in the smell to a person is a Tikkun Mane. The only thing is that Lachur, that's not really like Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why Moilid Reach would be Aser is because it's Domi L'Malacha. The thing Domi L'Malacha means Domi L'Tikkun Mane. That's what he means to say. I saw that this brought down the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, is Metzayin Ginas Vrodim, that putting the reason why on a guf there's no problem of being Moilid Reach is because the guf gets rid of it because of a person sweats. Ukudema, mamela, it's mavir the reach pretty quickly and it doesn't stick around. We don't look at that as our lodas reach. because it gets rid of it pretty quickly. There's another svara that's all brought down. The Yavid says that any type of smell which is only la'aburi reicha, to get rid of a bad smell or to prevent a bad smell, it wouldn't pass. There's no iser of moided reicha. It's only when you're trying to put in a good smell, then that would be a nafkamina. That would be something which would be also. L'chura, the nafkamina between the two times, it would be with regard to cologne, with regard to deodorant. It's made there be'etzem to prevent bad smells, to take away a bad smell. Maybe there wouldn't be an issue. However, as opposed to cologne also, if you go like the svar of the Yayin, of the Ginas Brothers, that it's there, the zay is going to get rid of it. It never stays for a long time. In l'chura, you have the same svar here to a certain extent, depends on how much you put on and where you put on. But if the whole part is only la'aburi reicha, then depending on why you put on the cologne, if it's just to get rid of other smells, or taka that you should smell good, then there's a makkah maybe to asrin. However, l'chura, the way that the Mishnah Berurah comes out, l'chura, the way that the Mishnah Berurah comes out with regard to washing the kohanim's hands, they're adding in a good smell, that's not la'aburi reicha. L'chura, then even cologne should be mutter for such a thing, as long as it's on the guf of Adam, then when l'chura, the shemen that's going on to the kohanim's hands is no different than that was the early day cologne. L'chura, that would be mutter. That's with regard to Hiladas Reach and Simen Shin Chobes. Simen Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph. Only going to be doing Sif Aleph, though I would like the Elam to finish the rest in the next day or two. Sif Aleph. Tiltu Delos V'chaloin V'amanu V'shabbos. P'kaka Chaloin. G'goin Luach. V'yishar Kol Dava Shaseis M'bay Chaloin. Yechoyin L'Lestas M'ay Filo Ein Ekosher. V'loim Rinu Davi K'moy Sif Aleph V'in. For those that saw the sugya, which I hope everybody saw the sugya, I think most people started halacha. For those that saw the sugya, it's one of the most tzaddik sugyas. You have two rishonim, you have Rashi and Tosfos learning the sugya of Pekach HaChaloyin and Nagar and Kana, and it's two totally different worlds. According to Rashi, the whole sugya is the sugya of Boine. According to Tosfos, it's not a sugya of Boine, but the whole sugya is the sugya of Mukta. Mele fi Rashi, it's a little bit schwer. Once it comes to the end of the Gemara, it's much clearer that we're handling Mukta. And what does Hachana do? L'chur, Hachana is always as far as Mukta, whereas Hachana can help you get to Boine. It's clear that Rashi understands once you are making something to be used for a binyan, then we don't look at it as you're being boine on Shabbos. It's already muchen from before Shabbos. Meaning there's no iser, it's not mechzeke boine, because this is already muchen from before Shabbos to be used as a chelik of the binyan. It's not an ayazach that I'm putting in. I'm not being moisef be'etzem, something which wasn't ready muchen from before. The shaila is, how do we pass on halacha? We'll see that there's going to be an afkamina l'chur l'halacha. Says the goyim, l'chur is meduyik in the lashon of the mechaber, that we pass on like Rashi. Rashi, the Mechaber says, "Kaka chalayim ki goin luach oishar kol davar shesayis mebaya chalayim yechoylen lesayis mei afilu meine kosher veloy amrinam dahavi ki moisef ala binyin." We don't say that you're being moisef ala binyin. Who's talking about moisef ala binyin? The whole nizan is a nizan we get to mukta lachar. Where loyavi? Who shiachshav lo me'erev Shabbos lesayis mebaya? As long as you thought beforehand, erev Shabbos is not a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah also, Mishnah Berurah says, "Who shiachshav v'zeh mahani afilu mlein nishtamash bayadayim oilam." The das, says the Mishnah Berurah, the hoda bein and daitim erev Shabbos, hainu dafta b'davar shaderach levat l'sham. That which you have to think to use it to stuff up a window on Shabbos, you have to think before Shabbos to use it on Shabbos. That's the afka by something which is not the derech to be levat l'olam. Elef yishok again beged. Avol davar shein derech levat l'olam. Elef yishok again beged. Mutter listen by afilo yedait l'merev Shabbos. Something which is the it's not the derech to be levat l'olam like a beged. You have a hole in your wall, and you want to take a shmat, you want to take a shirt and stuff it up. That's not a problem, even if you didn't think about it before Shabbos. Now the shaila is, if the whole nidin is benegia to mukta, then of course there's no tzad that your beggar should be mukta. What's the tzad b'chol? It's mashma that the Mishnah Berurah is coming to mechadash over here. Since the derech is not to be mevatel it inside of the hole, b'meil there's no chshash of moisav al abinyan. But al mukta l'chur there's no chshash whether or not you are mevatel or you're not mevatel. Even if you weren't machshav. You weren't chayshav lami b'yirim. There's no mokim to handle an iser of mukta when we're talking about a person's shirt or a person's pants. It's partial that they're not mukta. Mashmoyis and Mishnah Berurah is like the Goyin says with Asa Mechaber that the handorai over here is the handorai b'negia to moisav al abinyan, not b'negia to mukta. The Bi'ur Halacha already speaks this out. That's his two tzadim. He speaks out at the end. He likes to and he says v'bi'ur agrokas of the Tamei Shulchan Aruch u'Kerashi li'lavach in yir k'moisav al abinyan. It's not clear that that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah is going, but l'chur from the Mishnah Berurah alayin, it's clear that the Mishnah Berurah is going that the handorai over here is the handorai of mukta, and it's not a handorai of of the handle is Moshe Rabbein and not the handle of Mokhtel. Now, this halacha b'etzem is decently common in Eretz Yisrael, more than in America, simply because there's a lot of people when they do shiputzim, mukadema. In America, a lot of people when they do renovations, they move out of their house. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's common to find people. I think there's 7 people in my building right now that do renovations. As far as I know, every single person is in his house. And they close off one of the bedrooms, and they're working from the outside, and they move everybody into it. But sometimes you end up with holes, and you end up with other things. I know I moved 2 years ago. I took out my air conditioner from my old apartment, put into the other one. You're left with a hole in the wall. So I bought something for the people that were moving into the apartment to be able to fill it up. But at the beginning, they were fine with it. They left it open. It didn't bother them until it comes the winter, and then you're freezing cold. You want to stuff it up. Now you want to stuff it up on Shabbos. What do? So the halacha is, you're allowed to stuff it up with anything which is not, you're not going to be involved with there. You're able to take a shmata, or any beged, something like that, which zikr, the derech is not, shmata maybe is a question, I don't know if people are involved with their shmatas there. Certainly a beged, the derech is not to stuff it up, mimelo, it wouldn't be a problem, you'd be able to put that in, that's not a chash of, that you're going to be involved with there, it's not a mechzik you bring. Al derech zeh, l'chira, is, if a window breaks. How many times did I tell you no ball playing in the house? I don't know if anybody grew up with that, but how many times did I tell you no ball playing in the house? Why? And then one of the windows smashes. So you have a smash window, and it's either freezing cold, or you, whatever it is, part of the truth broke, or whatever, people are looking inside. Whatever the reason is that you want to close it up, how are you able to close it up? You're allowed to put something there to close it up. Can you take a piece of wood, a plank of wood, and stick it there? Take a cardboard box, and stick it there. L'chura. According to this halacha, it should be awesome. He says, you would not be able to take a plank of wood and stick it there if it's a sakana, so then no, you have to cover it over. You can cover it over. Cover it over with a blanket. Cover it over with something which is not a beged or something, he says. But to use a cartridge, to use a plank of wood, he says that you would not be able to. Now, l'chur, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because bizmanenu, most people do not put up a cardboard box, are not mavatal cardboard box to their, right? If they have a broken window, then on Sunday morning they're going to go fix it, if not Matzah Shabbos. People are not going to leave the cardboard box there. It's not a... And Ataka Sos does that for in the Piskei Tshuvos. He's Kinira, I don't know if he saw the Shmir Shabbos Chasa, but Imamish read the Duch, the exact cases that he says you shouldn't do. He read the Duch, he says to use a carton, to use a cardboard box, or to use a plank of wood, wouldn't be a problem, is Manenu, because that's not the Derech. Zichar, people don't see it as a mechzik and ma'aseh al-abinyan, because you're not, zichar, no one's going to leave it there. There's no tzadik, the same way that the Mishnah Berurah says, that using a beged wouldn't be considered a ma'aseh al-abinyan, so too, using bizmanenu, a cardboard box, to close up your window, ukedayim, it would not be a problem. What, the plank of wood? Yeah, if the plank of wood is not mukta, it has to be something. He actually does speak that out, he says, he writes zuch, that obviously something which is not mukta, anything which is not, you could have a plank of wood which is not mukta, it's not for sure a cardboard box, so kedema, that would not be mukta. Yes, but it's a good point, it can't be mukta. Now, though Al-Khara had the same horror that he did, b'metzias, it's not, I don't think it's so passion, because when I did move into my new apartment, whatever, to the apartment 2 years ago, I came there, and we have one of the rooms open straight up into the chatzer, into the gina. And there's no doors there at all. There's saragim, there's bars, but there's no doors. Now, to prevent any animals from coming in, the people that were there beforehand, they weren't going to invest, they weren't putting in boilers, it wasn't their apartment. They took sukkah boards, and they stuck it there. For 9 years, I think, they had sukkah boards that were there, as to close it up. It wasn't in a regular room that they were using, it was like in a back room, went to the chaser, there's another way to get to the gina, b'chlal, and that's how they closed it up. So, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So maybe you want to say, maybe it makes a difference. It could be that the difference is whether or not it's a living room window or it's a back window. But to say that it's mufka from people being vatal there, they had it there for a good many years, a good few years, they had these planks there. Zichur, it has to be something which zichur, somebody's not going to leave there. Maybe a cardboard box would be, that's a derech. I don't think anybody would leave a cardboard box there. But the case of Mishnah Berurah is for sure good. Anytime to use the beged, close up the window, l'chera, that would be mutter.
It's not tight position of Shabbos.
What's that?
See, if the box is like just tight leaning against the opening of the window, that's
he's talking about something which fits in exactly perfect?
I don't know exactly, but if you jam it, something that's leaning
If it's not mamish inside, then it's a question machal. That's the hemshech. That's the hemshech by blossis, whether or not it has to be inside or not. It could be leaning against it is also possibly depending on that. Yeah, lechur the mashmoyis is listerim boy that your mamish being soisim. That is the mashmoyis. It has to be soisim. It has to be something which you're putting into the window. Now, the din of kaka chalayin halacha is that it's mutter, right? Kol davar she'seis mei chalayin yuchayin le'seis mei filo meina kosher v'leim min havik mei tzva l'binyan. Somebody asked me on Thursday, somebody from the Chabura, he said that in his apartment they wanted to have screens, but they had the old windows. They had windows that are similar to these type of windows, not sliding windows, there's no tracks. And they wanted to put in screens, leave the window open, they should be able to have air, but Mitzachini, they didn't have a place to put in the screen, there was no track. So what they did was that they bought a screen, and anytime they opened up the window, they stuck in the screen, and when they closed the window, they took out the screen, because there was no place to, there was no track, bakhlal, so they couldn't close the window with the screen inside. Is there any problem to do that on Shabbos? They would take it out, put it in. Is there any problem to do that on Shabbos? With that mamash the din of pkaka chalayin. So the halacha is the Mishnah Berurah says v'lo yamrinon that avi kemoisav al abinim. What's the reason why? Kimin shadarka b'kach liftoich v'lizgur tamid v'ayim v'bir halacha. The bir halacha speaks out. I'm Mishnah Berurah v'im ein oimer liftoich el al itim rechoykes osir kemoisav al oil kavua. There is the possibility that it could be over on moisav oil kavua. If the derech is that you don't open it, it's only itim rechoykes, which it's not clear exactly what he means itim rechoykes. In later on, he talks about a Pesach which is also ilachnis lahitzi tadir. He says if it's open at least once every 30 days, it's not clear exactly. Itim ruchayki is kenzayin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means. Those that say the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the derech is open it every day, whether you actually open it every day or not. But it's common. It's generally open and closed. Then there's no problem. There's no ma'aseh alabinyan. That's the derech ishtamshus. Al derech a door. The door is that the ma'aseh is a binyan. You're opening and closing here. That's not considered a binyan. That's the derech ishtamshus. So too over here, we don't see it as a ma'aseh al binyan b'chal, and it would be mutter. But meila, this case of the screen, lechur would be mutter. There's no problem to take it out and put it in. That's the way that they did. Every time they open up the door, they put in the screen, take it out, close the window, they take out the screen. That's like I saw nisim is safer in safer binyan on binyan Shabbat bin safer. Shalmi nisim, thank you. Says he read the book. He says there's a few people that say that you shouldn't be. You're not allowed to take out a screen and put it a screen back into the track on Shabbos. However, if the derech is to take it out and put it back in, then in Chama Milchayro, there would be no iser for to do such a thing. That would be motor lechatzim. We'll see later on. The Taz speaks out already. The people that want to take out the windows, taking out the windows. I had Mamash Hashanah this week. I had just lechavin the fact that we're learning Hilchos Brayna Kinyan. My daughter tells me that she wants to put down the tris, and it's not going down. Why is it not going down? I look. The screen came out of the track, and was leaning underneath the tris, so the tris wouldn't go down. So to pop that screen back inside, l'chura, I have no kavana to take it out. The derech is that I leave it inside for as long as possible. It happens to be that the track, it's not a tight track. But once it's inside, unless something weird happens. L'chura, to put such a thing back would be a problem. And we didn't put it back.
But,
what's that? L'chur is not the, if it's not clear that that's what you're doing, if you're not, then l'chur is still a moitzav al abinyan. It's mechazek a moitzav al abinyan. I don't know if your das to be kriveya that this time is going to be not that way, it's going to be enough. Al derech zeh, the Shmur Shabbos Gachos Nor HaShabbos, they speak out. L'chur, since it's totally in the derech, whether or not it's rogel to do it or not, to take off the box of the tris, like they have over there. I don't know if they actually have a tris inside. To open up the box of the tris, to take off the plank of wood.
Covers, thank you.
The plank of the tris. If you don't, obviously we're talking about that there's no screws, it's just one of these. They have like these little pieces of these metal things that open. If the derech is that you don't take it off, and then to take it off and put it back on, you want to fix the tris. Sometimes the tris gets stuck, so you have to open the top and roll up the tris a little bit or put it down, depending on what type of tris you have. And be able to fix the tris if it's not mamish broken, that you should have a iser of fixing on Shabbos. The chur to open that and close that would not be like the pekaka halayin, because the derech is that's this bir halacha. It's only if it's oimid l'ftoyach for it's only darka pekaka l'ftoyach v'liz gur tomid. But it's something which is not. It's only the only time they open it is when something goes wrong once every 6 months, once every 2 years, once every 8 years. then zikr, such a thing would not be derech, you would not be able to open it. The Mechaber continues with the halachas of Kona and Nagar. Now, for the most part, all these things that are mentioned in the Mechaber are all talking about a type of, you're using just any random piece of wood. We're not talking about the case, even though I mentioned last week that if you go to the front door of the main building, you'll be able to see a Nagar. It's not exactly true, because that Nagar was fashioned to be a lock for the door. It was made out of metal, and it fits into a ring, which is attached to the door. So even though it's actually hanging, which I don't know why they make it hanging with the thing, maybe it shouldn't get lost, but it's a Nagar, which is Nigrar maybe. But Lamaisa there was fashioned, you'll see for those that saw, it's a Ritva L'chura, it's a Taz later on that says that when it's made like that, then L'chura is such a thing as Mutter, it's not a problem, B'chal. These are all talking about a person took a random piece of wood, they were missing their bolt, and they took a random piece of wood to use it. There, the halacha is, you have to either fashion it before Shabbos, or your das has to be that you're going to use it before Shabbos, or masakin in a certain way. These are the things that are, those are the ones that are problematic. Generally, we don't have such shchashes. There is one maybe possible case, which is slightly common, and that is that some people that have sliding doors, if some type of sliding doors, they come with a metal piece which locks in place. You're able to pick it up to open the door, and then you could lock it into place to be able to lock it at night. Some people, they don't do that. They just take a piece of wood and they stick it inside the track. That way you can't open it. Take any piece of wood that you find and you stick it into the track. Shailas, can you do that on Shabbos? Is there any heter to go ahead and... So if you were making it in any which way before Shabbos, you rounded it off, you cut it down, and you made it that it should be the mechur, that would be mutter. Mechur, that's already masukin from before Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem. The question is to take a piece of wood. I don't know how you're going to do it in a case where it's not going to be a problem of mukta. Take a piece of wood which is not fashioned, which is not for the first time, you're going to go ahead and use it. Yesh lahem l'chora, such a thing could be problematic. Also, it's of nagar nigra. You're taking a piece of wood to use it as you're sticking it into the door. Yesh lahem as a bolt, which is l'chora, even though you're not going to be able to open your door, it doesn't mean you're not being mevatla to the binyan. That's these cases of nagar, that you're using it to close your door. Nevertheless, we have a problem echzik abinyan. Yesh lahem, if for the first time, if you'd be able to go ahead and take a random piece of wood to be able to stick it into your sliding door. I don't know if that's the case of Nagar and Nigra, was that they weren't able to open the door with claws. It has to be that it's exactly. Right. Why is it different than a Nagar? It's exactly what Nagar is. You're sticking a piece of wood in front of the door that shouldn't be able to open. That's exactly what it is. Either into the wall, into the floor. That's best in what you're doing. Here, it's just a sliding door as opposed to a door which opens in and out. The chur should be similar. And the last halacha that we will deal with, short chabur, is abir halacha over here, which is really not negiah tilchas boin, it's negiah to tilchas mukta, just as a big yisayit, and therefore we'll speak it out. Sheroi lahapich boi. The mechaber is going on. V'tzor shi saknena lakach, the rashi hainu shi saknena l'shem kli, sheroi l'shum shimush, sheroi lahapich boi zeisim, adif tzor be'agwezim. If you want to use it as a kli, if you want to use it on Shabbos, then you have to fashion it that it's able to be used as a kli for something else, according to Shitas Rashi, and then you can use it also to close your door. Says the Bir Alacha, Sheroi Lahapich, Vafilu im Yichid Rak Lazeh, Mikamokum Nirlid, Loi Mikri Yadayin Kli Shemalach Tal Iser, Kivin Loi Hoi Yadayin Rak Azmana Ba'alma. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you're Miyached it for it to be used as a Kli Shemalach Tal Iser, then Hazmana Ba'alma does not make it into a Kli Shemalach Tal Iser. The Mashmoit is that if you have something which is going to be used as a klish malach to Isser, for Isser, however, you haven't used it for Isser yet, then it does not have a din of klish malach to Isser. The mashmois would be that if you bought a pen and you didn't buy it, you didn't use it at all before Shabbos, and now you want to use it on Shabbos to scratch your back, or you want to use it on Shabbos for any other type of thing. So the lacha is, anytime that you have a klish malach to Isser, if you're not allowed to use it, you're allowed to use it for kufa, you're allowed to scratch your head with a pen, if you have no other kli. If you have nothing else, no other kli heter to scratch your head, which is hard to believe that you have nothing else in your house to scratch your head, then you would be able to allow to use your pen. But the shayla is, does it have a din of kli shmatal iser? Vazmana ba'alma. I never used it. Who decided that this is a kli shmatal iser? When does it become a kli shmatal iser? When I start writing with it, then it's kli shmatal iser. Because the guy in China made my big pen, so he's the one that decides that that's vazmana ba'alma. That's what it's made for, l'chur. But that's only vazmana ba'alma. However, if you look at the Prima Gadim, he says Ein matzav tibein shel Avram shematzad gam kama shegatzavti. Ein shem oyin mashem mechalek b'zem. If you look there in the Prima Gadol, the Prima Gadol is mechalek. He says it depends what we're talking about. For example, we have a glass. They have shot glasses here in Eretz Yisrael. Some of them are clearly they're not being used for shot glasses, but some of them, if you look in the hardware store or any other type of store that sells glasses for lighting oil, they have all different random types of sizes, and some of them look exactly like a shot glass. However, they sell them here not as shot glasses. They sell them here to light your candle, light your Shabbos licht. Now, I bought some before Shabbos, and I want to know: is it mutter to? Is it a klish matle? Is it a klish matle heter? What's enough for me? No mecham letzel. Ma'aseh shorei kachoyim. In the middle of Shabbos, by me, this, I spoke out when we lived there. The sugi of Musa. In the middle of Shabbos, one of my kids opened up a closet cabinet, and out came a little glass for lighting candles, and fell on the floor. So now, if I have to step there and have to go there, so it's klish matle, it's tzorach move it, tzorach makayim, I'll let it move it. Or if there's a chashash of sakana, then maybe also you have a chashash, and nothing broke yet, so you have to each line if whether or not a chashash of sakana. The shayla is, can I just pick it up? What I'm really scared about is that somebody's going to step on it, it's going to smash. I'm allowed to go ahead and pick it up. That's mechama letzel. And the halacha is, a klish makle is, there's only one for the tzorach gufo, the tzorach makayimi. But to save it, that it shouldn't get ruined, that's mechama letzel, it's not mutter. Does this glass have a din? I never used it before. Does this glass have a din of a klish makle is or a klish makle heter? I bought it to use for my candle. The question is that hazman of alma? So I asked, I wasn't there, I said, I was in a different room. I said, does it have a leg on the bottom or not? Is it, there's certain glasses have legs on the bottom, certain don't. The ones that have legs, they'd be able to sit on top of a light. There are other ones that, just to sit on top of a board, they don't have, it's like mamash like a shot glass. Just that it has a leg on the bottom. So one that's a leg on the bottom, that's this case of the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim that if it's clear from the Kli, that it's a Kli Shemalachal Yisr, then even Bahazmana Ba'alma is going to be considered a Kli Shemalachal Yisr. So Mamela, such a glass, is zikr not being used as a shot glass, there's no question about it, it's only used, you have to balance it, no one's going to balance their whiskey inside of such a shot glass. It's not a shot glass, that's not what it is. It's made for lighting putting oil in to light your candles. Mamela, even Bahazmana Ba'alma, l'chir, it has a din of Kli Shemalachal Yisr. Mamela, any of these cases, a pen, anything which is clearly a Kli Shemalachal Yisr, Hagam that theoretically you could use it to scratch your head, nevertheless would have a din of Kli Shemalachal Yisr, and would not be mutter to move it, mecham letzel. That's it. I would like to ask the Olam to please finish so we can go weiter on Tuesday.
I asked you a couple of months ago.